Welcome to the weekly Rocket Football Kickoff Show with Coach Al Starnes. I'm Chris Evans, your host with the Crittenden Press Online. Now let's get right to today's podcast. The Rockets are at Beachwood this week. Kickoff is at 6:30 Central Time. It'll be broadcast starting at 6 p.m. On your local radio station, WMJL 102.7 in Marion, Kentucky. The Rockets checked into their motel room, went out for a brief workout on the Beachwood field Thursday night. They're back in their rooms for a pizza dinner, and then they're going to go relax by the swimming pool in the motel tonight. Coach Starnes, a very, very loose and relaxed and excited football team out on the workout field.
Yeah, Chris, these kids are excited. You know, they're not tight. They're loose. And, you know, that's a good thing. They're very confident. You know, after beating Mayfield the second time, winning the region, I honestly feel like they thought that there was a burden lifted off their shoulders, and I think that you could see that now. And we're all excited. I mean, it was a great atmosphere. Dr. Rachel Yarbrough, superintendent, organized a pep session for us, and you know, sent us off the way that we should be. And you know, it's great that that a superintendent will support an athletic program, and I can tell you about her. She really gets behind and supports not just academics but athletics, any success of kids. So it's great for that. And then the community has been real good. You know, kids thought that they were something special riding around in a bus, and you know, seeing the student body at first lining the school and the elementary school, seeing the faces of those little kids and the faculty. It was just something special. And then to leave there and to go around the community and see everybody out waving and holding signs, and Ronnie Myers holding a sign up says, "I love you, Al." Well, I love you too, Ronnie. You know that. And then going out to even past that, James Penn and his family out there holding signs and built a sign for us and things. So, I mean, it's a great atmosphere. The kids are excited. They feel special. And now it's basically our turn tomorrow to try to bring something special back to Marion. And, you know, we're going in to win the football game. We fully expect that we're going to win this game, and hopefully this excitement will continue for next week at the state championship.
Beachwood comes into this game at 12-1. They were number 2 in the season-ending poll. The Rockets were number 7. Crittenden County comes in at 10-3. This is quite a challenge. Beachwood is probably as good a team as we've played this season. But, you know, if you look at our schedule, Coach Starnes, we've played two teams who are still alive in the playoffs. Union County is in 3A and still alive, playing in the semis at Louisville Central. Callaway County will be at Bullitt North, I believe, and they're in the 4A semifinals. A good shot to go in all the way to the state championship. And then, of course, Beachwood lost. Their only game they lost this year was the Newport Catholic, and that team is still alive in the playoffs. So, you know, we're 1-1 against playoff teams that are still alive in the playoffs, and Beachwood is 0-1. So, pretty good size of the football teams left in the state.
Yeah, and, you know, you have to attribute that to the kids getting better. Right now, I really think the kids are gelling when we need to. You know, shuffling the kids around, putting them in the right place. Vince Clark has done an outstanding job with the defense, and you know, Jared Brown and Dennis Hodge and Scotty Kirk the assistant coaches have done a wonderful job of getting the kids prepared and making sure they're in the right place and doing the little things that we have to do. You know, our kids are physically tough right now. You know, we're in shape and playing hard, and it's just amazing to go out and watch 30-something kids, 20-something really. You know, we dressed 28 kids, and to really look at those kids and, you know, to watch them play, it's just an excitement to me and an honor for me to ride their coattails as far as we are right now.
And we've talked about what it's going to take to win this football game Friday night. Beachwood is a running football team. We're a running football team, and the way the conditions are shaping up, it's going to be a cold, cold night. It was frigid out on the practice field tonight. The wind was blowing probably 5 to 10 miles an hour and 24 degrees, and it's a good thing we are a running football team, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's a whole lot colder up here. I was talking to Dennis Hodge on the field, and my face was just, I mean, it was numb. It was the air is just chill, bone chilling, and you know, I guess they're used to that up here, but we're not. good thing is that we're going to try to run the football, keep them moving, keep them warm, take time off the clock, keep the game, you know, where it's not as long. And both teams are going to do that. We know that. We know they're going to run the football. And that's what we want them to do. And the key to them is take them out of what they do best. If they can't run the ball, make them throw the football. So, you know, we're going to try to make them do that and see what happens from there. But we have to pressure them. I mean, we have got to go out, and when the ball snapped, either side of the ball, we've got to go attack them and be aggressive. We can't sit back. They're big. They're physical. When the ball moves, we got to move. If we're not moving and we sit back, they'll blow us off the ball.
Personnel-wise, who have we got to look to? Who have we got to count on? I know we have the usual crew that should stand out in this game as they have all season, but who you really got to count on to make a difference in this game?
Well, I think you know, the Rodney and JD are going to get their yards. They're going to key on them and try to stop them. You know, so I think it's going to be whether it's Brian Berry to be able to take a pass and catch a pass and get some positive yardage from there. Gage, Courtney, you know, is going to be able to have to catch the football and make some positive yardage. You know, we're going to have to be able to throw the ball down 4 or 5 yards, make somebody miss, and gain some yardage from there. You know, Urbanowski is going to have to come through and do the same thing and catch the ball. But it's going to be execution. It's going to be keeping them off balance. And if they try to stop Rodney, then JD's going to have a big night and vice versa.
They have that big running back is Teeple. Or Typel has rushed for nearly 2,000 yards this season, and I know with Gage at middle linebacker, he's had a super season and a super career. He's all-time leading tackler. I know you're counting on him, but who else? Who are we going to have step up and fill some holes to stop this big running back?
Well, I mean, you have Dylan Thornton, who's going to step up and play in the line spot sometime, and Brian Berry has also moved him to defensive end, and he's going to have to step up and contain on the corners. You know, but Rodney Robertson, I'm going to tell you, he played as well defensively last week as I've seen him play. He's going to have a big night, the same type of night that he had last week at linebacker, and play that. But, you know, I think more importantly, it's our secondary. The secondary is – because we're going to pressure the quarterback.
We've got Aaron Berry and Dylan Clark and
Terry Werney and Andrew Freeman, and they're going to pressure the quarterback. You know, we're going to have to make sure when we pressure the quarterback, our secondary is going to have to make sure they're in the right spots and the throwing lanes and cover them. We can't let anybody get behind us. I look for Tanner Nix to have a big night. I think Tanner Nix is going to be a big factor in the secondary, and Urbanowski on the other side at the corner. I think they're excited right now, and I think they're going to have big nights.
Picks to click. All right. All right, big game this week, semifinals. The winner of this goes to Louisville for the state championship. Good luck, Coach Starnes.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Well, we're visiting now with some of the Rockets. We just finished the practice session on the Beechwood Field, and it was rather cold, but it's nice and cozy and warm here in the motel room. Have with us as our guest Aaron Berry, a junior lineman, and another lineman, Andrew Freeman. He's just a sophomore, so he's got 2 more years of this. And we have one of our very few seniors, Gage Courtney, the all-time leading tackler in school history, and he's our stud linebacker. And we're going to visit a little bit with these guys, and we're having a great time up here in Louisville. I mean, in the summer, I'm getting a week ahead, aren't I? We're having a great time in Fort Mitchell. And Aaron Berry, it was pretty chilly out on the practice field tonight, but you guys seemed awful loose.
Yes, sir. We're going to give the credit to Coach Hodge. Always getting us warmed up, always have us in shape, and we're always prepared to play in whatever kind of conditions we have to.
This is such an important football game. It's good to see you guys loose. Seemed like we were a little tense going into that Mayfield game last week, but after the kickoff, everything loosened up, and we took care of business and got this far to the state semifinals. What's got to happen in this game against Beechwood, a very formidable opponent? What do we have to do to win this football game?
I just think everybody who's on the field at the time has to play hard. You have to get after them every play. Just take it to them every play and see what the outcome of the ball game is.
Andrew Freeman, one of the biggest things that we've been able to do this year is pressure the quarterback. And it seems like every game that we've been successful, we've been able to get to the quarterback and at least force him to throw the ball quicker than anticipated. This is a running team. What changes against a team like Beechwood?
Well, I mean, we just got to get past them better. Bigger guys got to use better moves and get ready for a run. Good team.
This Beachwood team has a really good running back. Have we worked on anything new about trying to step back and just meet him at the line of scrimmage, or are we going to still try to get in the backfield?
Well, he's had us working on our defensive line moves, like ripping and stuff like that, a lot more. So just trying to get us ready for it.
What about this cold weather? You like playing this cold weather?
Heck no.
You don't like it at all, huh?
Can't stand it.
Hey, that's one of the things about playing this late in the season. You know, most of the teams finished up a month ago, and now we got to play a month longer than everybody else. And what, you know, one of the things that people don't really think about is this will make us so much better. You being a sophomore, you've got a couple of years left, and Aaron Barry, a junior, so both of you guys will be back next year. And, you know, we're getting an extra month practice in.
Yeah, it's great being this late in the season. This is a great honor to play with these guys, but I said I'm not a fan of the cold too much.
Well, I hope we're playing in the cold for the next couple of years while you're here. Gage Courtney, who is, of course, one of the top players in Crittenden County football history. He's proven that with his records. And, Gage, this has got to be such an important football game for you.
Yes, sir. I mean, this is the most important game that I've played in up to this point. I mean, it's the biggest game yet.
What do you say coming into this game, knowing that, hey, if we do not win it, this is my last game? What do you do? What do you do as far as your leadership role? Do you try to be a vocal leader? Do you step up your play, or all of the above?
Definitely all of the above, I believe. I mean, now it's do or die. Losing's not an option now, so we got to play like that. And I feel like I got to lead like that in every aspect of the game.
What's going to be the key on the field tactically to win this game?
Well, I definitely believe we got to stop their run. I definitely believe that. And offensively, I think that we need to be able to punish them on the ground as well. But as long as we play hard and get after them and do what we're coached to do, I think we'll be all right.
What's going to be the most important factor as far as personnel wise, some players maybe that we don't think of every day when we go out and watch the Rockets play? You know, we expect you and Andrew and Aaron and Rodney and some of you guys who are the stars of the team. But who do you pick to click? Who's the guy that we're not really expecting? Who's going to come out and really be the one that sets the tone and maybe changes the complexion of this game?
Be honest, I mean, I know those great players will play, but I think the other guys that not looked at, any of them could step up at any time. They all have the potential to do it, so I mean, I can't really pick one. Any of them have the capability to do it.
We hope all 11 step up and play this game, and everybody on the sideline who will be going in and out, and big game for you guys. Good luck tomorrow night.
I appreciate it.
Well, we're going to visit now with Ann Travis, who's a senior manager. And Ann, this is your final season to be with the Rockets, and I know it's this has to be a very special time for you too, Ann. Your final year with this football team, and how long have you been with the team? Is this your fourth year?
Yes, sir, it's my fourth year.
How important is it for you to come this far and to have this opportunity your senior year?
It's very important. It's just amazing that we've gotten this far, and just after all the hard work watching them play and stuff.
Who, you know, I asked some of the players this, and they're very reluctant sometimes to call on any of their teammates to pick them out of the crowd. But who do you think? You watch these guys practice. You watch them play. Who do you think is got to have a big game Friday night against Beachwood to win this football game?
I mean, all of them. They all have to play together. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, they all have to work together to get the job done.
No particular player that you think has to really step up and have a huge game. Of course, Rodney, you know, we always think Rodney Robertson he's averaging 165 yards a game, and JD's averaging, you know, around 70 yards a game, and those guys always stand out, as well as Gage and Aaron Barry and Dylan Clark. But, you know, sometimes I think of the players like Dylan Thornton and Tanner Nix and Brian Berry, who we don't talk about every day, but those guys, you know, they're very important to this team too, aren't they?
Yeah. Definitely.
And can what do you think as far as the cold weather, do you think that'll have be a factor? I know it's terribly cold out there. Does it's cold on the players. What about on the sideline for the manager?
It's extremely cold just standing there. But we get into the game, but it's cold, very cold.
Are you doing anything special for the cold? I notice you're putting the footballs in a big cooler. I guess that keeps them soft, keeps them from hardening up.
We try to keep the footballs warm, and we keep the jackets on the sidelines for the boys, and just trying to keep them warm too on the sidelines.
Thank you, and I know it's exciting for everybody, the support staff, as well as the players, and we want to wish everybody good luck in this football game, and we want to thank the managers and the entire support staff for all you do for the football team.
Thank you.
We'll continue to count down to kickoff in this state semifinal football game with Crittenden County at Beechwood for a chance to play in Louisville for the Class A state championship next week. This game starts at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Again, if you're at home in Marion or wherever you're at and unable to be at this game, remember that it'll be on WMJL starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. And also, you'll be able to catch everything after the game on the Rocket blog. We'll have all the stats and highlights and hopefully some video and photographs from the game. And we want to try to make it as fun for everybody who's not able to come up here to Fort Mitchell and see this football game. We also want to thank our sponsor for the playoffs, HealthQuest Wellness Center in Marion, Kentucky. Dr. Johnny Newcomb is the chiropractor there, and his wife, Tracy Newcomb, is a certified dietitian. We appreciate their support throughout these playoffs, and we just want to make sure that we've got them one more week. The Rockets line up against the Tigers. This is a showdown for a chance to play in the state championship for the first time since 1985.